Unit 12. Fat to store or fat to burn? Reading 1. Fat to store or fat to burn? Scientists guess that 80% of a person's weight gain comes from genetics and 20% comes from the person's environment. Today, more than 130 genes and gene neighbors have been found to go hand in hand with weight gain or weight loss in people. These different genes can either work all together or work in groups. This means that different people may gain weight easily or lose weight with difficulty for different reasons. One example of these different kinds of combinations is a family of genes that allows people to change extra fat into heat instead of storing the fat in the body. Other genes may affect how quickly the stomach lets the brain know that it is full. If these genes slow down the passage of this information, people may eat more than they really need. Genes are also thought to be linked with how much a person fidgets in a day. Fidgeting is small movements of a person's hands, feet, arms, or legs, usually when the person is nervous or excited. Fidgeting actually uses a lot of energy over a day, and this energy usually comes from burning fat. In one experiment about weight gain, researchers wanted to see how much energy different people used when they were resting. People in the experiment were asked to lie on a bed and not move for 40 minutes. Researchers then measured the energy each person used for breathing. They found that different people in the study used very different amounts of energy for this one job, breathing. Some people in the study burned about 1,000 calories per day, while others burned up to 3,000 calories. Those people who burn fewer calories doing normal work or exercise have a slower metabolism. Part of the relation between genes and weight is also due to each person's set point for his or her body weight. A person's body will naturally try to keep the level of fat at one level, the person's set point. For example, when a person goes on a diet, her or his weight goes below the set point. Then the person's body slows down the metabolism to try and gain the weight back. When a person gains weight over the body's set point, the person's metabolism speeds up to try and lose the extra weight by burning calories faster. It is possible to change one's set point if one does not get enough exercise over a long period of time, or one continues to eat foods with a lot of fat. A person's genes may also make it easier to change the normal set point in one's body. Many people believe that exercise is a surefire way to lose weight. However, research has shown that exercise may not work the same for everybody. One researcher in Canada found that in a group of 47 men, there were actually some men who showed no improvement building muscles or increasing the length of time they could exercise, even after 20 weeks of regular workouts. Most people show improvement in these areas in 3 weeks of exercise. Genes may contribute to one's weight problems, but a person's environment also has a lot to do with the person being fat or thin. Genes can make the difference between two people who do the same work gaining or losing weight at different speeds. Genes can also play a part in two people gaining or losing the same amount of weight for different reasons. But it is the environment, in the end, that actually puts the fat-making genes into action.